Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachos of Sudas Shabbos. We already spoke out before that every person in Klal Yisrael, say men, say women, are chayv to eat three sudas on Shabbos, and there's a smachta that says three times hayoyim in the Torah, and that teaches us you have to eat three sudas on Shabbos. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Beis, says, when is the zman of Shal Sudas? Zmano mishiyegiya zman amincha. The time to eat Shal Shudas is after Chatzos, and it's Sheish Shoyes Mechza by Zman Mincha, which is a half hour Shoyes Manias after Chatzos. And Zok the Mechaber, if you did it before this, Loikayim Mitzvah Shudas Lishus. You're not Yoitza Shal Shudas if you eat it before Chatzos, if you eat it before 6.5 hours, before Zman Mincha, before the time you could have a Mincha, if you eat Shal Shudas before that, you are not Yoitza the Mitzvah of Shal Shudas. And it's a big shayla in the Pesach when it comes to Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, where you can't eat chametz or matzah after the Zman Achilas chametz. So the shayla is, what do you do there for Shal Shudas? So there, the best eitzah then is to eat peiros or other things in the afternoon, because that's after Chatzos. Or so you split your morning suit into two and eat Shal Shudas that way. L'chari not yoitzah before Chatzos. So it's a big shayla in the Pesach what to do in that case. When it happens, you'll hear about it already for Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Now, if you started Shal Shudas before Zman HaMincha, but it slept until after Zman HaMincha, and you ate some pas at that time, at least a Kazai's pas, so then you are Yoitza, the mitzvah of Shal Shudas. That's what Mishnah Berurah speaks out, that if you start, even if you started before, but if you ate some bread after the Zman HaMincha, which is 6.5 hours, Shoyiz Manias into the day, which is a half hour after Chatzos into the day, then the halach is that you are Yoitza Shal Shudas. Now, the Ramah says that it's better to daven Mincha first. And he says, and Mishnah Berurah says, why is it better to daven mincha first? Because he says, you're not allowed to eat. You're only eating in Zman Mincha. You're not allowed to eat until you daven. But the first day, argues on this holds, that a small suda is allowed. And the Mefarshim speak out that a few hour minig, that we're not medactic in the weekday not to eat a suda before mincha. And we're saying mincha, that is a kviyistik, a minion in the shul. And therefore, we're not worried about eating at the time of mincha. So then on Shabbos also, it wouldn't be a reason to dafka eat Shal Shudas after Mincha. The whole svara, why should daven Mincha first is because you're not going to eat B'Shas to Zman Mincha, you have to daven first. But we're not so makman that anyway the whole week. Therefore, for Shal Shudas, it wouldn't be akpada to us. That's a somewhat a taina. But l'maisa, al-pi Kabbalah, there's an inyan to daven Mincha first. Al-pi the Zayah Kadosh, the Arizal says also, he holds even having Yotzeh b'di'eved, if you eat Shal Shudas before Mincha, Avad, we don't pass like that. We hold Avad Yotze if you eat Shal Shudas before Mincha. But definitely, it's better to have Mincha first. First of all, that's the Ikashita and the Ramah. And number two is that Al-Pi Kabbalah, that is the Shita of Darizal, that you should have Mincha before Shal Shudas. You have to also look at Torah, how the davening goes together with the Suda. And therefore, it's better to daven first. But of course, it's time Akiv. And if someone after Chatzos, after 6.5 hours, after Zman Mincha, he eats Shal Shudas, even though he didn't daven Mincha yet, Avada, he's Yoitza, the mitzvah of Shal Shudas.